The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Johnny, that's better than most. That is better than most. Better than most!
Better Than Most is a regular feature of the Business of Giving, examining the best places to work among social businesses and nonprofit organizations.
And tonight, you'll be transported out to Palo Alto, California, and to the offices of the Peary Foundation. Their mission is to strengthen youth and families to build lives of dignity and self-reliance. Let's hear from some of the members of the staff on why they believe it is such a special place to work.
We're here to make the world a better place, and that is another thing that really kind of bonds us all together. I think what is truly critical for our secret sauce is just the fact that we care about each other personally and professionally. Once we kind of talk about we're a small family foundation. Once somebody joins the team, welcome to the family, but there is kind of a family within the staff as well. And that really helps with motivation to come to work every day because we love the people that we work with.
There are so many aspects of our work that are not solid, concrete, determined, consistent. And we constantly wrestle with that together, and we constantly say, we don't know if this is going to work. We don't know if our board will like this. We don't know if this is the right thing for the right interpretation of what the community has told us they want. We don't know if, you know, this grant will get approved, but we say we are going to take that leap together. And I think that, again, allows us to enjoy our work and really wrestle with more nuance that comes with the work of supporting organizations.
I've been able to be comfortable feeling vulnerable, which is almost an oxymoron, but I think being able to be vulnerable in the workplace has allowed a greater sense of trust in the office. And I think that when I think about my friends in life, I think about my coworkers, and I think that is a big part of the culture here, is that we really truly think about each other as humans first, and as portfolio director, portfolio associate, whatever, second.
One is that in my own experience interviewing, I have never experienced an interview in the same way that I interviewed with the Peary Foundation, and that I felt like I was hanging out with people who really just wanted to get to know me, which the team will probably tell you. That was not what I was ready for. My answers and like what I really wanted to tell you, and they were like, no, we just want to know who you are. And I remember one of the very first questions that Jasmine asked me was, what's something about one of my parents that I love and really inspires me and that I would like to take with me? Not usually the first question that you're asked in an interview, but it meant so much to me. It meant so much to me that I was able to share about someone in my life who's so important to me and really allowed me to share what I feel is important about me as a person and what I would be able to really call on to do this type of work, whether it's both internally and externally. So that's a very distinct memory.
MC stands for mentor coach, and essentially each member of the team mentors another member of the team, and it's not hierarchical at all. It goes across the team, and everybody both is an MC and is MC'd by somebody else. My MC is Natalia, our assistant. And she is one of the wisest people on this planet. And I cannot tell you how much it means to be able to have an hour every month where she is in a facilitation role. We basically, the MC role is to be a Socratic facilitator. So the MC asks you questions and they help you unearth challenges and then solutions to those challenges that are happening that are related to your role and your work. And having somebody who not only understands deeply what is happening, what the weather is in the Peary Foundation office, but somebody also who I don't really work with that much and so is removed enough to be able to say, well, have you thought about it from, you know, this angle, or, you know, why do you think you're feeling that way? And just comes at it from a more removed perspective, but incredibly supportive, is very important to me.
The more that we keep personal and professional in these completely separate, isolated buckets, the harder it is to actually do the work every single day, because you're trying to break through these layers or these like barriers that we create between personal and professional, and it actually makes the work that much harder. Because I think in order to do good work well consistently, it has to be trust-based. And when you have these other layers interfering, it takes so much longer and it costs more. So the longer I've thought about this, and Jessamine and I have had conversations over the years about this, like I kind of just am like, no, you know, that's just what you're meant to think, because we have home and we have work, and of course those places should be separate. But in terms of how we show up, I think that we are able to do what we do at a high level, because we take a human-centered approach in how we approach each other and how we treat and approach people externally too.
One very specific question that we're asked is, what is our anxiety level for the week? And that for me is so important, in that it gives me the space to think about, what is my anxiety level? Maybe I wouldn't have thought about it. And B, it also gives me the space to share with my team. And so that if I need help or I need to think about what I need to make sure that I'm well, I have the space to do that. And then the third part of that is, it allows me to do the same for my teammates. If we know that someone is a 9 out of 10 that week, let's figure out why that is. How can we support one another in making sure that we're staying more at a 3 to 5 level, which is usually our ideal.
Annual reviews are regularly an incredibly stressful experience, and I find them to be stressful, and it has nothing to do with the environment here, because the way that Jessamine has set them up is incredibly compassionate and not intrusive, not critical. It's truly, how can you be a better person, better employee? And just because of who I am, I get stressed out, and so I started bringing food. And let's all eat some cupcakes while we do this annual review, or let's go get some ice cream afterwards, and let's really, you know, one of the kind of heavier, you know, major points of our year, let's turn it into something fun. And now it's kind of turned into, we bring treats to annual reviews now, and it's really a conversation about the individual who's being reviewed, and it's not this kind of barrage of criticisms. It's pretty fun.
One thing we're trying to do that is new is 90% celebrations. So instead of waiting until a project is 100% complete and finished, when we're approximately 90% of the way through doing a project or a task, that's when we have the celebration. And the idea behind that is that, one, sometimes you don't even know when you've actually finished a project. It just bleeds into the next one. And so sometimes we haven't celebrated in the past. And then other times you need that like team buoyancy, that energy to say, you're doing so well and this is so great, you know, to get you through that last 10%, because it can be the most grueling and challenging. So that's something we're trying and figuring out.
I want to thank those who participated in this segment, Corelli Cabral, Jocelyn Curran, Avani Patel, and their executive director, Jessamine Shams Lau. To hear this again, read the transcript, or see pictures of the participants and the offices of the Peary Foundation, simply come visit denver-frederick.com.
3-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.